Minister told ABC Radio that there's no evidence to suggest that Australia is a target, but it doesn't mean it won't be. With Australian arms of global firms scrambling to protect their computer systems, the virus freezes computers until users pay a ransom in virtual currency Bitcoin. In sport, former Blues and Manly legend Steve Menzies joined the Big Sports Breakfast, saying he wouldn't like to make changes to the New South Wales side for the Origin decider, but he'd love to see a spot for Tom Trbojevic.
Look, he's a great player. It would be hard to change the side. I'd try and squeeze him into somewhere. He's a rugby league player. You know, he makes smart decisions. He knows what to do at the right time. And he's an exceptional talent. You know, I dare say he would have been in there in game one if he hadn't got injured. So on that basis, but then you've got to find somewhere and you've got to push someone out, and that selection job's, a tough one.
Dave Taylor is set to play his first game for the Raiders since round five after being named on the bench for Saturday night's clash against the Cowboys. Taylor has been recalled at the expense of Clay Priest. Retired gold medal winning skier Alyssa Camplin-Warner has been promoted to deputy chair of the Australian Sports Commission, replacing Mark Stockwell. Andy Murray has withdrawn from an exhibition match in London with a sore hip less than a week before the start of Wimbledon. And a German newspaper has leaked a report that stated the bidding process for the Qatar World Cup in 2022 was laced with corruption. FIFA will make an official comment today, but it has been revealed that sums of up to $2 million had been transferred into the accounts of family members of FIFA officials. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bets with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Last chance for 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. No!
Entries are now open for the 2018 Inglis Yearling Sale Series. 2017 was Inglis' greatest ever select yearling sale season. Join a world-class 2018. Entries close August 4. Enter online at inglis.com.au.
Hurry, Bingley's end of financial year sale ends on Friday with massive deals store-wide. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Don't miss out.
Winter time means Queensland Harness Carnival time.
She's hit the front. She's drawing away. Joys of Abe wins the one dice, mate.
The four-year-old championship and Mr. Feelgood are highlights, along with country finals from an angle. This is what it feels like. Saturday night, catch all the pacing action on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by Tab and Twin Hill Stud, home of Bobby's Kitten and Odyssey Moon.
Good morning, 10:06. Kevin Wolf here checking in for Racing HQ's preview of the Warwick Farm meeting following Warwick Farm. Plenty to come for you. We look at the Bathurst Harness program, Mick Dummacy. We have Wentworth Park, Tim Newbold. Gary Cleese looks at the program at Ballina. Ballina's had one of their washed-out meetings rescheduled for today, so Gary gives us the good oil there after 11. We have Bernie Cooper looking at Doomben. Peter Ellis looks at Gawler. Mark Hunter, he was on with Andrew Bensley between 9 and 10 with his best bets. He'll give us a full preview race by race of Sandown coming up just before midday. Then after midday, we'll have our late mail with our race callers, Anthony Collins at Ballina. We have Mitch Manners at Warwick Farm. Plenty more to come as well. Trent Langsauer from tab.com.au with all sorts of late mail and sport information for you. But Warwick Farm today, joined by track manager Mark Jones. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Okay, it's not the greatest of days in terms of sunshine in Sydney Town. What can you tell us about how Warwick Farm's pulled up?
Yeah, look, we're currently a soft 5 with a penetrometer of 4.9. And look, the rail is 5 metres 1,000 to winning post and 3 metres the remainder.
How long since Warwick Farm's been raced on?
Look, he raced 12 days ago in the true position. It was Monday the 12th, so, 12 days ago.
And you are fairly happy with how the track has recovered since then? Not a lot of traffic on it, obviously. You think it'll play well?
Look, I think it should be fine. Yeah, look, it's obviously, you know, we're in the midst of winter and a bit cool today, but I think for this time of the year, the track's in not bad condition.
And is there any sign of rain? I've looked on the radar. It doesn't look to be any. Is there any forecast?
No, look, one of the forecasts does say 30% chance of 1 mil late afternoon or evening, but look, I'm pretty confident to say there'll be no rain this afternoon.
So we're on a soft five and a chance of improving possibly?
Look, I think there is some hope of, you know, going into a good four, but we'll just see how it pans out with time.
Excellent. Good on you, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, there's Mark Jones, the track manager of Warwick Farm. Ray Thomas is here. Good morning, Ray. In fact, Ray was there. He's not there anymore. Okay, so... I do know that we do have Paul Joyce with us. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Kev. Lovely to be with you this morning as we discuss at Warwick Farm this afternoon. As you said, a soft five. So I'd say this is a genuine winter soft track. They're the sort of horses I've gone for anyway, and reasonably confident that we'll be finding a few winners there today.
That's what we'd like to hear, and knowing you, Paul, there'll be a few at longer odds, which is what the putters love.
Yeah, there's one at double figures, at least it was about 5 minutes ago, so hopefully we still get that double figures by the time
it's right.
Around.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And Ray Thomas. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Kev. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, love Paul's long shots. And I think I've got one, too, at double figure odds later in the day as well that should run a good race. I heard you talking to the track manager. A soft five, Kev, that's pretty good for this time of year at Warwick Farm. So even if it doesn't improve, that sort of surface should give every horse their chance today.
All righty. And Glenn Munsey's on holidays. We've got rid of the Rabbitohs. It's wall-to-wall dragons this morning. Andrew Giorgio from TAB. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. We are a Red V conglomerate this morning, gentlemen. How good's that?
Loving it.
Be excited. All righty. All right, let's have a look at this program then, gentlemen. We start with the first. We have the details there from Mark Jones about the program. So the first comes up here at 12:35. It's over the 1,400. We have No Scratchings. Andrew.
Here we have Aleek as a $7.50 chance. Animalia is at $5.50. Dunaton, 18. Jarrett at 16. Now, the hot price favourite here is Naverio, $2.25 at the moment. Stone is at $6.50. Winner's Lane, 61. Marzuna at fives. Ritter Bell, 50s. And you can have $41 about the bottom one. We love rugby. Well, Kev, boys, it's all been one-way traffic for Naviro here. Funnily enough, it opened up at 270, got out to 280 at one point, but that's when we saw the serious bets roll in. They've crunched it all the way down into 210. It is back out to 225 now. However, this horse is holding 85% of the early investment.
Okay, how's it looking, Paul?
Yeah, well, that runner holds the key, Noviero here, Kev, because he'll cross and lead, I expect, even though he's drawn a wide gate. There's only the one turn from the 1,400 at Warwick Farm. So Noviero does look to control the race from in front. The only two that may provide some opposition look to be Jarrett or Morzuna. But I'd expect him to cross and lead. Whether he can run the 1,400, that's the question we'll pose to Ray Thomas.
Yeah, look, Paul, I've got a slight query. I think certainly the 225 is short enough, Naviro. I can see he's the horse to beat. His debut run was excellent at Canterbury, but I thought number 8, Marzuna, was worth the gamble here. I think Andrew mentioned the filly's into about $5 now. It's a good price for a filly who's shaped well at both her starts today. Her debut run, she ran 5th to Lipizan, Tiki Bar, and Envy of All. The format of that race is certainly stacked up. And then last start at Warwick Farm, she was 3 and 4 wide and exposed all the way. And she held on really well to run 3rd to Wild Heart and Curdle. Now, Curdle's come out since and won a stakes race in Brisbane. So once again, the form has been frank. She's drawn a perfect gate this time. I think she'll tuck in behind Naviro, and she's had the two runs. Naviro's going to 1,400 metres after one run, and I just think at the odds, she's the better gamble, the 8, Marzuna. From the 5, Naviro, look, no knock on him. He was terrific on debut when run down late by Star Galaxy, but straight to 1,400 metres, just have that slight query, particularly at the odds. Number 6, Stone, did enough on debut in that same race, the Star Galaxy race, to suggest he'll improve and the 1,400 should suit. And number 1, Alec, a much improved run at Kembla, and he's certainly shown he can run a strong 1,400. But I thought Marzuna, Paul, would get run of the race stuff here in the first and prove hard to beat. 8, 5, 6 and 1.
Very similar for me, Ray. 8, 5, 6, and 2. Morzuna for me on top. And look, the three reasons I've got written down here are the three you've given. The form line to me looks superior. It's going to get the right run off the gate. And she's just better value. She's $5, whereas Noviero's into 225. So for me, it's a no-brainer. I'll be backing Morzuna to knock off the favourite number 5, Noviero. Solid debut, nothing wrong with it. He showed pace, he stuck on well. Star Galaxy, the horse that beat him, is a very promising horse that's since run third in town. But I don't think it's as strong a form as the Lipizzan form. Lipizzan beat Star Galaxy quite convincingly there on Saturday. The Six Stone, as you said, solid debut. Will either strip fitter for that run, or else he's just not going to get the 1,400. One of those two things will happen today. And Animalia, you'd expect him to definitely get the 1,400 being by Animal Kingdom. But he was another one. Just seemed to peak on his run there the other day. So again, will those two good open horses strip a lot fitter? They probably will. So they'll probably be a lot more competitive today. But I'm with the 8 Morzuna. I've had a decent little bet on her to start the day. 8, 5, 6, and 2.
We move to the second here, gentlemen, at 1:10. The tab.com.au handicap, Andrew, a field of 8.
Here's Star of Monsoon at $5.50. Tivoli Street into $2.20 and favourite. Dapkos at $7.50. Special Missile is at $6. Dahul at $4.60. Eskimo River 13s. Derry Mary at $50. And you can have $81 about the bottom one in Sagan Star. Well, Star of Monsoon was a $3.50 chance when the market first opened. It's blown all the way out to $5.50 now. We can't write a bet for it, and that's because all the money has been for Tivoli Street, especially this morning. $2.50 out to $2.60, but that's when the money came for it. Bang, into $2.20.
Yeah, I'd suggest the punters that have been backing Star of Monsoon are also out of money, Andrew, so that could be a reason that they're not backing him today. Look, speed-wise, Tivoli Street should lead. The Special Missile, the only other on-pace runner. And then you've got the likes of Dapkos and perhaps Derry Mary getting involved. The Star of Monsoon, I've got probably taking a sit today to try and get the best out of him. But Tivoli Street, if you're a fan, Ray, I don't think you'll get a lot of pressure up on the speed.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it there, Paul. And I've come back to the 2 Tivoli Street. I know he's short enough at the 220, but his form lines are excellent. He was good when resuming at Warwick Farm behind a smart horse in Launch Code, came from behind and ran past Star of Monsoon that day to finish second. Then last start, look, I know he went out $1.45 favourite and he had his chance to beat Sabrarian, but it was a very heavy track that day at Warwick Farm. And to be fair to Tivoli Street, he never stopped trying, beaten the half length, back onto a soft five. That's the key here. Back a fraction in trip, but as Paul suggested, no real pressure up front. He's going to get his own way up on the speed, and the 2 Tivoli Street looks really hard to beat here. Number 1 Star of Monsoon, as Paul suggested, he's been a nightmare for punters. 13 starts now, 9 minor placings. He'll be running home as usual. I think he can run into the minor placings once again. The 3 Dapkos liked its run on debut at Canterbury. Hit the line nicely behind a promising duo in Miss Q and Gore's Bridge. He'll improve off that Dapkos. Certainly not out of the contest here. Number 5, Dahul, resuming. Did show promise when last in work. Been a very good second here at Warwick Farm, over 1,400 metres behind a smart horse in Gorgon. It's recent Rose Hill trial. Excellent Dahul. First up at 1,300. No issue there, as this filly will get better as her races increase in distance. But number 2, Tivoli Street, I think he ticks all the boxes today, Paul, in the second. 2, 1, 3 and 5.
Yeah, I'm with you again, Ray. 2, 5, 1, and 4. Look, I think that the $2.60 was value. We're in now to $2.20, which is still probably going to be better than what he starts, considering he went around at $1.45 last time. Admittedly, he got beaten there and was beaten fair and square by Sabrarian, but it's worth noting out of that race, the 5th horse, Gravitate, and 6th horse, Lucky Legend, have since gone to maidens at the provincial tracks and won. So there could be a little bit of more depth to that form race than what we first thought. Sabrarian, of course, goes around later today. I'm 2, 5, 1, and 4. Tivoli Street clearly on top for me ahead of the 5, Dahul. I like that recent trial. She was a very expensive purchase, this filly, so she needs to start producing the goods as a late 3-year-old. The 1 Star of Monsoon, well, you just have to look at the weights for him. He meets Tivoli Street 1.5 kilos worse for getting beaten by him last start, so it's hard to see him turning the tables. And number 4, Special Missile, he's consistent. His prep place 2 from 2. So I'm throwing him in the multiples, but very keen on the 2 Tivoli Street, 2, 5, 1, and 4.
We move across to race 3 here over the 1,400 at 10 to 2. The scratching seed numbers 7, 8, and 10.
All in the Reflexes, Kev, is a $3.90 chance. No Interest at $6. Queen Misty, $4.80. Tennessee Hussey at $6.50. Little Miss Brown at $7. Seventh Chic at $5. Heir Apparent at $12. And Frisky One is an $18 chance. Boys, quietest betting race of the day. Not a great deal of interest here at all. In fact, the most popular horse is No Interest, who's currently at $6.
Yeah, No Interest in it. No Interest. Okay, well, we've got All in the Reflexes, the likely leader from Heir Apparent and Tennessee Hussey. But those three, Ray, look the only three on paces to me, so they should sort themselves out fairly early. Little Miss Brown does map to get a nice trail just in behind.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the pressure, Paul, because I am keen on the three Queen Misty, but it will need a decent tempo up front to give it its chance. The three scratchings reduces this field size to just the eight, so that'll suit because she'll get back Queen Misty. But I just loved her return in that Canterbury race earlier this month when she rocketed home late behind at Cleve Hill. She's got good second up stats. She'll certainly improve off that Canterbury run. The 1400 metres is an ideal trip. As I said, the tempo, just my one little issue with her, but the smart type Queen Misty in the Lesbridge stable is having a terrific trot of late. I've got her on top from the two Jason Call mares. Jason Call's also having a great run, and number one, All in the Reflexes, and two, No Interest, are right in this contest. All in the Reflexes coming back out of Saturday grade, where she was very good at Rose Hill last start. Didn't have the easiest of runs, was only beaten a length and a half in the Invincible Night Raid into sixth spot on that blanket finish. She's going great guns. Back to a fillies and mares race here where she can control tempo. She'll be hard to run down here, All in the Reflexes. Number two, No Interest, also racing in terrific form. One at Warwick Farm, two runs back. Last start, chased home Manor, getting home nicely to run second, albeit well beaten behind Manor that day, but she's in good touch. And number five, Little Miss Brown. I thought her return to racing port in Canterbury behind San Giovese was an excellent run over 1,100 metres. Stepping up to 1,400 suits, but just second up, a slight concern. Her two wins have been at 1,600 metres. She might be looking for further, and the way this race will be run also could be against her. But I'm gambling on the three Queen Misty getting the right run and being able to out-sprint one All in the Reflexes and two No Interest in the third, numbers 3, 1, 2 and 5.
Yeah, I've gone 5, 2, 4 and 1. I'll take a gamble on Little Miss Brown, beginning with them and taking a trail probably midfield today, because that first up run, as Ray mentioned, was terrific for her because it was only 1,100 metres and she's known over a lot further. Her two wins have been at the mile. Yet she was sharp there over that 1,100 around Canterbury. 1,400, second up at Warwick Farm on this surface, a soft surface, is ideal for her. As long as she can jump and put herself somewhere near those leaders, I think she'll give you a great side at good odds. Currently $7 at tab.com.au. So I'll gamble on Little Miss Brown. To beat the two, No Interest, similar story with her. I don't think she has to get so far back, as she's drawn a nice gate today for Rachel King. And if she comes out of the gates cleanly, I can see her getting a nice trail in behind them as well. And she's another one, value runner at $6. The four Tennessee Hussey, well, these are the right kind of conditions, these soft winter tracks. So she's very consistent. Doesn't win out of turn, but she has won two of her past five. So she's going as well as ever for Mark Connors, who excels at this time of year. And number one, All in the Reflexes, as Ray said. She'll be up on speed. She's back in class today. She'll give a great sight. She's just got to lump that full 60 kilos. So that may be a test of the final 100 metres for her. 5, 2, 4 and 1. I'll take the good odds. Number 5, Little Miss Brown.
Sky Sports Radio at 21 past 10, previewing the big meeting at Warwick Farm this afternoon with our experts, Ray Thomas and Paul Joyce. And we move to the fourth race, which is the last leg of the early quaddy, first leg of the main quaddy. And there's a late scratching here. This is a 25 past 2. Take out the 10, Danzy. Late scratching of 4, Lope de Lope. This was the Ron Quinton runner. It's out. Andrew, any change to the market with that?
Oh, look, there has been a little bit of adjusting there, Kevin, but not a great deal. We'll go from the top here. In Summer Doubt is a $5 chance. Kitto and Sabrarian, they're both at 9s. Mate Story at 10s. Hittite, $8.50. Gracious Grey, $11. Common Purpose, $7. Jaunty is your $3.40 favourite. Tacker Reed at $50. And the bottom two, Save the Best and Mermaid, they're both at $21. Well, the previous race didn't have a great deal of interest in it at all. This race isn't that much better. However, they have come for Summer Doubt, which you could have got as much as $8 when the market first came out. This morning, it's sixes into fives, but Jaunty is still a clear top pick with our customers.
Yeah, well, Jaunty looks to get a nice run just off the pace here, and it should be a genuine tempo. We've got Sabrarian likely to lead, the horse we mentioned earlier in the program. Number five, Mate Story, to put some pressure on there, and the other two handicappers look to be Common Purpose and also Takarad with Stammered Out. Worth noting the blinkers go back on today from a wide gate, so that shows a bit of intent from the Bjorn Baker stable, right?
Yeah, I like Jaunty here, Paul. As you mentioned, she's going to get a lovely run, probably tucked in behind those leaders, Sabrarian, and probably Stammered Out might cross from his awkward gate. I thought she's been terrific at both her starts, particularly last start on that very heavy track at Warwick Farm. Lope to Lope ran her down late. Of course, we've been told Lope to Lope, a late scratching here. I had Jaunty on top anyway. She had a weight turnaround in her favour, and I think, if anything, getting out to the 1600 will suit her today. And I think she's a progressive filly, the nine, Jaunty. I've got her on top. From number six, Hittite, I loved her recent run there at Canterbury when she rocketed home late behind Fournette. Fournette was wide all the way and deserved to win, but Hittite's effort to close late, beating a short half head with Walk the Streets third, was excellent. She's an improving filly, Hittite. Of the rest, number three, Sabrarian. Look, he was tough and game holding off Tivoli Street first up on that very heavy track at Warwick Farm. Soft five here, but he'll be up on the speed making his own luck. He's a tough horse. The one Stammered Out, probably the best horse in the race, as the weights certainly indicate, but slight risk, I think, at the 1600, although he is coming back in grade today. I think nine, Jaunty, Paul, is a progressive filly. I've got her on top in race four. Numbers 9, 6, 3, and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm going for the value in this race. This is my double-figure pick, number seven, Gracious Grey. I've gone 7, 6, 9, and 3. Look, I like the way this Ron Quinton filly's going this prep. She's one I've followed from day one, really. She's always shown a stack of ability at the trial, but she just has taken a long time to mature enough to bring that to the races. But this prep, she had gained trialled super leading into the campaign. She was then very unlucky first up here at Warwick Farm behind Sharpness, when she was badly held up into the straight and actually protested against the winner. And then second up, she went to Newcastle for an easy maiden win, but she bumped into a smart one in Birdsong. She got the job done, only just, but they gapped the third horse there. And I'm confident that that's going to be a really strong form reference. The mile will suit, a soft barrier suits, and obviously there's a decent speed up front, which will suit her racing style. So I'm going to gamble on her at the $11. I think on an each-way basis, she's a good way to play the race. Number six, Hittite. Ray covered her. Terrific run at Canterbury last start behind Fournette. And a run before that out of the My True Love, Alphalista, and the Toya form reference. Really strong little form guide there. So seven to beat six. I've got number nine in for third, Jaunty. Look, if Lope to Lope had gone around here, Jaunty was getting a massive 3 kilo weight swing on Lope to Lope for a half length defeat last start. So she looked very well weighted in a benchmark 67. And number three, Sabrarian. Well, we'll get a good guide on that form. Tivoli Street Racing earlier in the day, and Sabrarian beat him fair and square last start. 7, 6, 9, and 3. Happy to gamble on the step.
At $11, we wish you luck with that, Paul. Now, race 5 comes up at 3:05. The scratching seed numbers 4, 10, and 13. Andrew.
Yeah, Beijing Board is at $19. Napoleon is a $5.50 chance. Diamond Maid at 8s. Red Viking, $7.50. Roman Sun is the $2.70 favourite. Art of Defence at 10, Something Borrowed, 14s, Don Pellegrino, 9.50, Stradazzle is at 26, and Delacroix is a $11 pop. Roman Sun, one of the better backed runners at Warwick Farm today, was 3.80 into 3.20 initially, and that 3.20 price was still available about an hour ago. However, since then, the big boys have stepped up. They've backed it into $2.70, and this horse is holding roughly about 70% of all early money in the fifth event.
Yeah, well, look, the map can change quickly in these staying races, as we know. But early days, Red Viking should lead, Roman Sun and also Napoleon Handy with Art of Defence kicking up off the inside gate. So they're the four on-pace runners, Ray. The rest tend to drift back. But as we said, these staying races, especially at Warwick Farm, there's usually a bit of a move made as early as the 1,000-metre mark.
Yeah, good point, Paul. When assessing the form here, I was sort of looking at Roman Sun and wondering what odds he'd get into, and I was looking for ways to get him beaten. But with polemic scratched, sometimes you can't overlook the obvious, and the number six, Roman Sun, does look clearly the horse to beat. I know there's an argument to say he's going straight to 2,200 off two provincial wins, but he was first up at 1,400, very good and tough winning late, and then getting out to 1800 with that Newcastle, he sort of showed his staying potential that day. It was a really easy win. Did a few things wrong, but just looked classes above his rivals. Now, admittedly, he's jumping straight to 2200 and taking on some tough season campaigners, but this is a young stayer by Roman Emperor Derby winner out of Miss Melis, who Bart Cummings trained to run in a Melbourne Cup in 2002. She was a field mare. She ran top 10 behind Media Puzzle. So this horse is just bred to stay all day, and I think he'll just come into his own now. Now he's out to a staying trip, and he does look a promising type. He's clearly the horse to beat now, number six, Roman Sun. From the two, Napoleon, he knocks up running good races in this sort of grade. He comes off a tough effort last start, chasing home Sedge and Ho over the Warwick Farm 2200. He'll run well again. Rachel King, riding so well at the moment, takes 1.5 off his 60 as well. Number nine, Don Pellegrino. Paul, I spotted his run last start at Gosford, getting up along the rails to run fourth behind Pepperbury. That was over 1,600. He gets out to his right trip now. He's had three runs back, and he's a horse at odds who can run a race here. And number three, Diamond May. Look, she's only won that one race. That was the Adrian Knox last year at the championships. But two runs back, she did come out of that Sedge and Her and Napoleon race when she ran a nice third. She failed in the Stayers' Cup at 3,200, but back to 2,200 today. That's more her trip, but that strike rate now, just one from 21, obviously is a concern. But he's a promising stayer, Paul, number six, Roman Sun. I think he can just about get the job done here in the fifth. 6, 2, 9, and 3.
Yeah, I looked at the race similar to you, Ray. I was trying to find a way to get the favourite beaten, but in the end, you just had to come back to him. I've gone 6, 5, 7, and 8. Look, he's the most lightly raced runner in the field. He's coming in here with two wins next to his name from two starts this prep, and his last start in particular was a dominant win over the 1850. And as Ray said, his pedigree says he'll run the 2200 no problems. So really, there's not much to go against Raymond Sun. He also maps beautifully in the race off the soft gate for informed Karen McAvoy. On with the six, Raymond Sun, 6, 5, 7, 8. Red Viking, the danger for me. He'll lead, he's fit, he's in terrific form. He gets the claim for Rachel Hunt, and he handles a soft track. He's also trained locally, so plenty to like about Red Viking. The 7 Art of Defence, if it comes down to a race of tactics, we've got Huey Bowman here off gate one. That'll do enough to throw Art of Defence into the numbers. And the 8 Something Borrow is my roughie. I'm taking him in the Quinellas and Trifectas. I thought his first up run at Canterbury over 1550 was very good. He got back to last on the fence and made good ground along the inside on that very heavy track. He's a horse that always fires early in a prep, so throw him into your multis. 6, 5, 7, and 8 in the fifth.
We move across to race six here over the mile at 20-4. The one scratching is number six, leaving a field of 11.
Yeah, Balmain Boy is at $9.50. Calypso Bay, $3.80, an equal favourite. Kashan, 13s. Quick Defence, $7.50. More Than Fabulous at $8.50. Awesome Sam at 18s. El Venetian, co-favourite at $3.80. Tatush, 11. Another Snappy, 18. The Iron Maiden, 26, and Attaboy Ross is a $15 chance. Well, punters sticking with the two favourites here in Calypso Bay and El Venetian. Between them, they're holding well over half of the early money here, and then it's a fair gap back to the next best supported runners in Kashan and Balmain Boy.
Genuine tempo here with El Venetian going forward, one of those two very well-backed runners. I expect him to lead. Keeping him honest will be Attaboy Ross and another Snappy. And Balmain Boy, who's drawn outside of all those gallopers, he's generally best suited if he puts himself in the race, so I expect him to go forward as well. There should be enough tempo there, Ray, if you're a Calypso Bay fan.
Where do you think he'll go in the run, Pork? We have seen Calypso Bay ridden up on speed before, but last start he did come from back in a field of 12 at Canterbury.
Yeah, look, I've got him mapped here. He's worse than midfield, but definitely not in the back two.
Yeah, but I think he'd be a little bit closer than he was at Canterbury. And, look, oh, he was just so good, wasn't he? It was a heavy...